This is the All Things Nerd Podcast, Season 3, Episode 28. Tonight, it's all about San Diego Comic-Con. We are doing our prep episode because Comic-Con, the 50th anniversary, is coming to you next week. And we're going to talk about the major panels in the big rooms, Ballroom 20 and Hall H, what our excitement levels are, and if it's worthwhile to even spend your time trying to get in there, along with some theories of what we might think come along with that. So if you're listening to this cast on Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or here on Twitch, make sure that you drop a comment, subscribe, and come back for more. And with that, here's the intro. Hello to all the geek enthusiasts and nerd aficionados. It is Mess5150 here with another All Things Nerd podcast for you guys to talk about San Diego Comic-Con. Thank you for joining us again. We have been here every Friday, and we are very appreciative that you keep coming back, surprisingly. I have three total tonight, counting me, because we are the three that are going to Comic-Con this year. We have another member that's going to Comic-Con, but was not able to make it on this cast. So you just got the three of us. You got me, Mess5150, who's been going to Comic-Con for at least 10 years, I believe. Along with me on the cast, we also have Nudie Rudy joining us. How are you, sir? And let us know how often you've gone to Comic-Con.
Pretty darn decent, and I'm a Comic-Con virgin. My first year this year. So
you haven't been able to say that in a long time.
Yeah, I know. Please.
For anything. And then we have our Super Whovian Freaks on the cast with us as well. What about you, Super? How are you, and how many times have you been to Comic-Con?
I'm a little tired, but overall good. And I guess technically this is my third year going, but my second year going into the panel rooms.
I did some offsites a couple years ago. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
that's true. Which you'll be doing some offsites this week, this year as well. So
I'll be the offsite bringer of videos. That didn't make sense. Forget I said that.
Okay. So usually what we do to start out the show is what's called our geek out, which is talking about things that we've been doing that you should be checking out. And you let us know in the chat room what things you've been up to, what you've been doing. However, hey, Pete, I see you in the chat room. Thanks for joining. let us know what you've been doing. But what we're going to talk about for our geek out this week is what our prep, because I want to see the differences in prep for Comic-Con between somebody that's been here going to it for a long time versus somebody that that's just going for the first time to see how prepared they get. So, yeah. So this is Get Your Geek On. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Nudie Rudy, we're gonna start with you because this is your first Comic-Con. What are you doing to get prepared for Comic-Con? What have you done so far?
Lots of calisthenics. Getting in good shape, make sure I got the right stamina for all this, you know? Drinking my protein shakes, Rocky-style training montage, playing Eye of the Tiger in the background the whole time. I did buy some very nice camp chairs. Okay. So I'll be waiting in line.
Are they sleeper chairs or small chairs or what?
Got one really nice recliner, full-on, like luxury chair, and then we got one that's actually an ultra light, really easy to carry around. So we can kind of try them both out, see which ones we dig, and yeah, I guess we'll figure it out.
So this is why I love talking to first time Comic-Con people. I'm so happy that you're prepared and ready to camp out, and you got your chairs and you're ready and all that stuff. What you'll learn as you go to Comic-Con is those nice chairs get smaller and smaller and smaller because those chairs need to go somewhere. You got to lug them back to your hotel room before a certain time. And what you'll notice when we're going into Hall H, you will see about 20 chairs just thrown in the bushes because people are like, screw it.
Well, at least I only spent like $60 on the luxury one. It was a good deal. So, no. Yeah. The ultralight, literally like under a pound. It's nice. It folds up real tiny. So That one should be on.
That's the good stuff. I actually have this nice big 49ers chair that I bring every year, but about 6:30, 7 a.m. you got to be back in line. So usually about 5 a.m. I'm getting on to, if I'm not in downtown, which I'm not this year, I'm getting on the shuttle to ride, to drop off at the hotel, to drop off my chair, to get back in the shuttle, to ride back to the car.
So you just bring it in the hall with you and sit in your
can't.
Seat?
You can't. No.
That's messed up.
They last year they had a spot where you could pay $5 and they'll hold it, you know, for the whole day. And then you came back and kind of like airport shuttle, you know, so for $5, it wasn't bad.
Nice.
But I don't know. I mean, no guarantees it'll be there again this year. They said it was the first time they were trying it out, but I think they made some money off of it. So
I'm sure. Pete says he's getting his geek on by I'm assuming that's attempting.
Atomoting.
But I think it's attempting to build a remote controlled Lego Wally, which is awesome. I need to see video of that. Put that on your Twitter, Pete, so we can see it once you put it together. Because that would be, I want to see that. So is that all you did to get prepared? You just got your chairs?
Got some Camelbacks. So cool. Got some good water supplies. I mean, stocking up on sunscreen.
That's a good one. Yeah, I got burned after being in the line for like 3 hours last year because people couldn't get to me. So, super.
Fair skin, man.
You've gone 1 year.
Yeah.
So what is your preparation level? What are you doing to get prepared for Comic-Con this year?
Earplugs. Earplugs and earplugs. Yes. So earplugs. I got a little, I was scouting out Walmart for a little like cot that raises off the ground like 2 inches and it folds up super small and it's light for sleeping in line.
She's really learned on that one, because last year it was the, oh, I think I can grab some pillows and just a blanket from the hotel and I should be good.
Yeah. Well, when I did that, it was okay. It was the first night when I didn't know really the going to meet John Barrowman, which I still am mad at that I didn't even need to get in that flipping line all night for. I had your 49ers chair, and then I had like my little jacket and my little red blanket that is maybe, you know, 3 feet by 4 feet. And I thought your chair, I don't know why I thought your chair had little recliner in it the way you were talking about it. Mm-hmm. I thought it reclined. So no, I was like, this
so
is fine.
Big
it's
that
perfect.
You can kind of like.
Yeah. And I'm literally like trying to curl up like a turtle with my head, and I've got my blanket and it's cold and the jacket. And then I'm like, fuck, you know, screw it, I'm gonna put it on the ground. And I tried that, and then I was like rolling up like a roly-poly in the jacket, and I'm trying to do this, and then I'm like, screw this, I'm just gonna read. I'm like, who's up on Facebook? Ha ha, Sister Debbie, here we go. This, and she was just like, what are you doing up? And I'm like, it's Comic-Con, let's talk about John Barrowman, let's talk about this, let's talk about that. And she's like, oh my god, it is 4 o'clock in the morning in Houston, all right, let's go. And she kept me entertained for about 4.5 hours.
Yeah, and it's funny that just thoughts of Comic-Con a year later caused Super to almost drop the F-bomb. Because the frustration that happens sometimes. It's wonderful. Yeah. It's fantastic. My wife in the other room heard me talking about what we're doing to get prepared and sent me a text. And the text says, SDCC packing list, sunscreen, hat, sunglasses if you have them, hand sanitizer, airborne. Because the con flu. Comfortable shoes you can walk for in a while in. Light jacket. Dry snacks. Camping chair. Big phone charger. Power bank. Book. Backpack. Student. This is for her sister to know. Student ID. Cash. Pillow. Phone card. Phone cord. Pain with exclamation points. Pain reliever. Sleeping bag. Headphones. Earbuds. Refillable water bottle if you prefer. That was just what she threw together. And like I said, 10 years of going.
Pretty much, I'm going to have all that. And
I have, I also, it's probably few says, I want to see a super nerd build a motorized Lazy Boy and drive around Comic-Con in that. Which would, there's a lot of things that you see driving around Comic-Con. There's usually a couple of Batmobiles and stuff. So
that could be some good cosplay. I like it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Doing Al Bundy. You just have your hand in your crotch the whole time. You're a client. I like it.
So once again, in terms of preparation for Comic-Con, I have photos and of different things that I found over the last 3 months of booths that I want to go to try and get stuff. So I have a whole like this is where I'm going for this. This is what's going on here. These are the times for this. I also bring a I bring a power strip because there's plugs outside at Hall H to actually like share plugging in to charge things, and about 15, yeah, that's about right, about 15 phone chargers, the little portable ones. So once again, in terms of going 10 years, you think of things that you just never would have before.
And snacks and water are essential because you don't want to keep paying overpriced, you know.
Well, you can also know where to go. There's a Ralph's in downtown. There's also a 7-Eleven in downtown. We have a thing called our Comic-Con Nerd Family, which Nudie Rudy's going to meet this year. That it's people that I met in line about 7 years ago and has just continuously grown, and we stay in contact with each other. Amazing people. But the first year that I met these people, one of them, he was there for the first time with his son, and nicest guy in the world. He's just like, he's like, "Does anybody want water?" I'm like, "No, we're good." He's like, "Can you watch my son?" Didn't, you know, and it was like, "Yeah, okay." And he like
Okay, sure. Random
took off,
stranger.
went to 7-Eleven and bought like a 24 pack of water, but he like disappeared for like an hour. We're like, "What just happened?
He
What's
didn't
going
even tell you where he
on?"
was going. Like,
No,
he
he's
was
gonna go get
just like,
water. He said he was gonna
oh,
go get water. So,
okay. Because that would freak me
trusted
out a
random
little bit.
strangers.
Like, if a stranger just was like, "Hey, you know what? Can you just watch my
No,
boy for a minute?"
we had been talking for a good 3 or 4 hours. So, nerds unite. You nerds get great. And then he comes rolling back up with a 24 pack of water and just started passing out. And that's what you'll find in line too, is that people will get like pizzas, they'll get donuts, and they'll just start passing them because they'll just be like, "Hey, you guys want a slice of pizza?" And it'll just continue down the line until it's gone and
They're
stuff. So
people. Yeah.
it's a weird.
Camaraderie.
It that happened in the Supernatural line last year. Like, my sis other sister Ruth was there volunteering for a booth, and she's just like, "Hey, what part of the line are you at?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I'm in the grass under a tent. Like, pick a row. I'm there, you know." And she was like, "Well, just like stand up on your chair or something." And I said, "Okay." And she brings like this huge fruit tray, like bags of pastries, and she's like, "Here, the booth bought all these." And I'm like, "You have two people that work at the booth. Like, what the hell are you buying all this food for?" And she just hands it out, and she's like, "Okay, bye," and just like walks away. And so I'm like, "Well, I can't eat all this food." So I start passing it out to the people with me, and I'm like, "Just go." I'm like, "I can't, literally, like, I don't want to take this all in there, you know." So everyone was very happy because they didn't have to get out of line to go buy breakfast burritos or anything
Oh
like
yeah.
that. So
Yeah, and a bearded master joins us in the chat room. He says that's why you get a nice portable phone charger from Amazon that's fully charged about six times less items to carry. You would think I have two of those, and they're solar chargers as well that they charge from the sun, and they still run out because there's okay. So there's a group at Comic-Con called Con Rangers, and they make badges like Boy Scout, Girl Scout badges. And one of them is carried a full charge on your phone for one day. That's an achievement. So, and that's, you know, so yeah. But that's it. That's what we want to talk about, is what we're doing to geek out and get ready for it. I've actually submitted things to different offsites as well to pre-register to see if it'll cut down line spaces to be able to go into them and everything. So, like I said, different years of preparation, you learn a lot of different things for stuff. So, yeah, the Bearded Master has the same type of charger as me. WrestleMania Week, New York. The problem is, I charge phone and I charge camera as well. So,
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah, that'll do it.
All right. So, no nerd news this week. All we're going to do is we're going to talk about the two main rooms inside San Diego Comic-Con, what they have, and what the excitement is for it, and would we spend time waiting for it? And you let us know too what you guys think, if you think anything special will happen at these panels, or if you would waste your time because there's not a lot of time in that 4 days to see see if you'd see these panels or not. So this is gonna be haven't thought of a theme for it, but I guess it's what's going on in the room where it happens. So Ballroom 20 houses about, I think it's about 4,000 people inside of it, and or no, 2,800, something like that. Hall H houses about 6,500 in it. And when Hall H doesn't have a great panel list going on, then stay the heck away from the showroom floor, because if that room's not full, everybody's out there on the floor. Okay, so we're going to start with Ballroom 20 on Thursday, 11:30 a.m., the very first panel. You guys can give me a guess. Let's have some fun with this. Give me a guess what you think the panel's about. Seventh Annual Music Anatomy of a Superhero Film and TV Composer Panel.
Music Anatomy of a Superhero.
Yes. What do you guys think it's about? And then I'll read you the description.
It's going to be a Sesame Street style introduction where they're singing about the anatomy of a superhero and Big Bird's going to be dancing in the background.
I like it.
And it's funny because there is no, this is not what it's about, but it's funny because there is a 50th anniversary panel for Sesame Street this year at a different, we're not going to get to it because it's in a different room. It's at the Horton where you got to get tickets for it. Horton has the Sesame Street puppets live, and then there's a 50th anniversary panel for Sesame Street as well. So, what do you think, Nudie Rudy? What do you think?
It's going to be the entire new Universe Avengers cast doing a rendition of Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes.
That's funny.
Okay, here's what it is. This is the first panel of the day in Ballroom 20 on Thursday. Music has always been an important supporting character in movies. It goes to another level in the superhero film genre, where the music sets a tone that helps define a character, an impending battle, or a triumphant moment. The annual Music Anatomy of a Superhero returns with a Justice League / Avenger panel of superhero composers of superhero films. Unreleased music and video clips from upcoming and recently released projects will be featured. Leading Hollywood composers will explain the process and challenge of creating music behind the superhero genre, along with collaborating with the director, producers, and the franchise. The composer panelists include, you guys love this when I have to say names, Pinar Toprak, Captain Marvel and Krypton.
Definitely wrong.
It's not Topic, it's Toprak. Benjamin Wallfish, Shazam and Hellboy, Sherry Chung, Batwoman and Supergirl, Blake Neely, Batwoman, The Flash, Christopher Lennertz, The Boys, Agent Carter, and moderator Mike Giacchino, Spider-Man Far From Home, Doctor Strange, with introductions by Ray Costa, Costa Communications. What do you guys think?
Well, it's a solid lineup of movies they've worked on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's excitement level for that panel? Would you want to go to it, or it just is meh?
It wasn't conflicting with other things, I might be interested, because I love music, and I think music sets the tone. Like, look at Guardians of the Galaxy as an example. Yeah. If that didn't have a good soundtrack to go with it, that movie might not have been as good as it was.
But a panel of all the people on the soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy would actually be
pretty cool. Yeah. But, you know, think about, I mean, I do it all the time. I catch myself humming Star Wars, Star Trek, Indiana Jones. You know, those things stay with you 10, 20, 30 years down the road. So it could be kind of fun.
Okay. Would you guys spend time in line for it? And if so, how long?
About a half an hour.
Okay. So there's your excitement.
Yeah.
All right. Next panel at Ballroom 20, Evil Exclusive Screening and Panel. What do you guys think it's about?
Evil Exclusive.
Evil Exclusive Screening and Panel.
It's got to have something to do with upcoming, like, horror film. Like a villains from Disney or something.
Okay.
It's going to be a pop-up version of the Needful Things store from Rick and Morty, where it's all cursed items.
It's all evil exclusives.
Yeah, exactly. Evil exclusives.
I like, just by the way of reading it, that's what comes up. Switch over to me while I read this. Evil exclusive screening and panel. It is Evil is a psychological mystery that examines the origins of evil along the dividing line between science and religion. The series focuses on a skeptical female psychologist who joins a priest in training and a carpenter as they investigate the church's backlog of unexplained mysteries, including supposed miracles, demonic possessions, and hauntings. Their job is to assess if there's a logical explanation or if something truly supernatural is at work. Please join series stars Katya Herbers, there's an H, Mike Coulter, Asif Mandvi, and Michael Emerson, that's a name I know, along with co-creators and executive producer Robert King and Michelle King from an exclusive sneak peek of the first episode followed by a panel discussion. Moderated by Lynette Rice from Entertainment Weekly, Evil will air Thursdays this fall on CBS. And nothing says Comic-Con like bringing something having to do with religion, because you got a lot of people screaming and yelling about it with signs outside.
Dude.
Excitement level.
I don't know. It sounds like a bad joke. A psychologist, a priest in training, and a carpenter walk into a bar and, you know, question the locals about hauntings. It sounds weird.
And why a carpenter?
It is why a carpenter? Like, well, someone has to build the crosses to, you know, ward off vampires. I don't know.
It could be the Bible reference, you know, carpenter and
I mean, you've got your priest, so you've got your holy water covered. I'm not quite sure where the psychologist comes in.
I can see the psychologist, but the carpenter, that's just...
The carpenter, he's...
Carving up wooden stakes?
Yeah.
Okay, how long would you guys spend in line for?
5 minutes.
Okay. 0 minutes.
Yeah.
So far, we're not getting a winning day in Ballroom 20 on Thursday.
It is not going to fill the supernatural void that they think it's going to. You are SOL on that one, buddy.
Okay. Next, if you guys, I don't even know if I should ask you guys what this is about, because I'm sure you know. Nancy Drew exclusive screening in panel.
Yeah, I think it's about the Hardy Boys.
Exactly. Excuse me. Okay, let's read what the panel's about. Nancy Drew is a brilliant teenage detective whose sense of self has come from solving mysteries in her hometown of Horseshoe Bay, Maine, until her mother's untimely death derails Nancy's college plans. Devastated by her mother's passing, Nancy swears off crime solving, but when a socialite... Oh no, Nancy's not crime solving anymore? When a socialite is murdered, Nancy finds herself embroiled in a ghostly murder investigation. A supernatural presence begins to haunt Nancy's investigation, and she discovers that the current crime has an astonishing connection to the unsolved murder of a local girl. They're just telling us the entire episode, it sounds like.
Seriously.
Whether the ghost is here to help or hinder Nancy's remains to be seen, but one thing for sure, Nancy's going to have to unravel the clues from both the living and the dead to solve the crimes. Join series stars Kennedy McMahon, Leah Lewis, Madison Jazani, Alex Saxon, Taniji Kasim, along with executive producers Naga Landau, Melinda Hsu-Taylor, and Stephanie Savage for an exclusive sneak peek of the first episode, followed by a panel discussion. Moderated by Damian Holbrook of the TV Guide magazine, Nancy Drew will air Wednesdays this fall on the CW. Excitement levels?
I loved Nancy Drew growing up. And the fact that they're turning this into a supernatural sci-fi show is weird. But I think it could be fun. And again, but if they're looking to try and fill that supernatural void that's going to be there, I don't think this is going to do it. To me, it kind of sounds like a mix of Ghost Whisperer meets a crime-solving show meets the supernatural.
I was thinking it was more like a Scooby-Drew.
Or Scooby-Drew. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I was trying.
Which could
I
would have
got
fun.
Away with it, too, if it wasn't for your damn kids.
Yeah, but that could be kind of fun. I mean.
Okay, so not a high excitement level time you would spend in line for it.
Let's see. I'd probably wait like 20 minutes in line for this one, because I think it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, it's another 0 minutes for me.
But considering, like, I'd be more excited about it if I could tell you who any of these people that are in the show are. I have
Yeah.
no idea. Like, you say these names, and I'm like, who's that? I have no idea.
Well, here's the panel of the day in Ballroom 20. Super will know what this is about. I don't know if Nudie knows. Sci-Fi Wire's The Great Debate.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna have you guess because I know you know what it is. What do you think it is, Nudie?
They're going to debate the next big replacement for Sharknado.
That's actually something that might
What?
happen there. That's pretty
Yeah.
spot on type of stuff.
What can top that in terms of horrible cinema?
That's exactly what it is. It's a great debate about nerd stuff. It is a fantastic panel. Last year, and you can watch the video for the panel on the Malice Corp YouTube channel, it had John Barrowman on the panel, it had Felicia Day, it had Orlando Jones, a lot of nerd icon type of people, and it was a fant it's a fun
Adam
panel. It's a great
Savage.
panel. So let's settle this inside. Fearless Captain Aisha Tyler returns with a new group of celebrity nerds for one of Comic-Con's most popular panels. They debate some of the biggest, best, and funniest issues in the geek verse. Is Darth Vader a worse parent than Homer Simpson? Were you sadder to see the MCU or the Game of Thrones in? Who is science fiction's ultimate coolest captain? Which they asked last year because they had John Barrowman, Captain Jack, on the panel. You'll vote on all the winners. So remember, with great paddle comes great responsibility. They talk about that because you have paddles that you raise when they vote for who had the best answer. Plus, you can get your own questions argued by Earth's mightiest debaters, and there might be a special surprise or two. Excitement. How long would you spend in line? I know Super would.
Two, 3 hours, 5 hours, all night.
What about you, Nudie?
Sounds like fun to me. I would definitely say the 2 to 4 hour range.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I have never seen anyone get mad at Captain Crunch like John Barrowman got mad at Captain Crunch last year.
Yeah.
That stuff can shred the top of your mouth if you don't watch
It
out.
was it it
Dude.
yeah. It was it,
Good
it's such a
stuff,
fun
but
panel. It is such a great
yeah.
panel. It's worth it. It's
Yeah.
definitely worth it. If you want to see it, Nancy Drew, get in line right before Nancy Drew and you should be fine without a problem, I would think. Because I don't think there's gonna be a lot of people going in there for that. Last panel of the day, Cobra Kai, past, present, and future. Everybody knows what Cobra Kai is, so we're just gonna go right into what it's about. Hear from the cast and creators of the hit YouTube original series Cobra Kai. Sorry. Kirk's best captain ever is what Polyfuse says.
Picard.
Here for the cast and creators of the hit YouTube original series Cobra Kai, which launched in its second season last spring to another round of fanfare and critical acclaim. From its iconic roots in the Karate Kid film franchise to the current YouTube series, fans can learn the moves it took to bring these popular characters back for a new generation and try to wrestle free the surprises in store for its upcoming third season. Excitement? Any?
Interesting. I would see it if there was no line.
Yeah,
I mean, I like
I don't
the
watch
Karate Kid.
Cobra Kai. I've heard it's fantastic, and both the
No.
stars will be there. Both Dan, both Machio and
See, I would want to see Ralph Macchio because I
yeah.
love Ralph Macchio.
So they'll both be there, but so yeah, only panel worth its salt on Ballroom 20 seems to be the great debate this for Thursday. Unless you're a
Yeah.
fan of Cobra Kai, I could see that.
Unless you're a big fan of Cobra Kai, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to Hall H. The first panel is Terminator Dark Fate. We all know what that is, right? The new Terminator film?
Never heard of
Yes. Yeah.
it.
Paramount Pictures brings a Terminator Dark Fate panel discussion and footage presentation with talent and filmmakers. Excitement? Any?
Is the cast going to be there?
Yeah. Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton will be there for sure.
I think it'd be kind of
Wow.
cool. Yeah, I think it would be kind of cool.
Brutu asks if Thanos can snap these shows away. Are you talking about this show, or are you talking about the shows on the
The shows on the panel, I
panels?
think.
Would you guys spend any time in line for the new Terminator film?
Yeah, I'd spend a little bit of time. I like the original cast, and I kind of want to see Arnold up, you know, well, not close because it's Hall H, let's face it. I'll be looking, you know, like that, but it would be kind of cool.
Nudie.
Mean, you may have already been hanging out like 10 feet from another celebrity governor at XFL game. So it'd be kind of fun to hang out with the governator. I'd give it some time.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds cool. Next panel. See, I think people are gonna go crazy for this. I'm not one because I didn't actually watch it. Batman Beyond 20th anniversary.
That's in Hall H?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Batman Beyond is pretty damn popular. A lot of
It was
people love
pretty
that.
huge, yeah.
I enjoyed it. I had thought about seeing it, but I'm like, ah, it's probably going to conflict with whatever's in Hall H because I didn't catch that it was in Hall H. And well, now it's not going to conflict, now is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be they gave it a big old freaking explanation. Produced by Warner Brothers Animation, Batman Beyond won 2 Emmy Awards, 3 Annie Awards, as it captured the imaginations of a new generation of Batman fans, setting new standards for superhero storytelling with innovative designs, outstanding voice acting, blah, 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 a lot of stuff. Come celebrate the series' 20th anniversary with many members of the creative team behind the breakthrough production, including producers Bruce Timm, Glenn Murakami, 8-time Emmy Award-winning casting dialogue director Andrea Romano, director James Tucker, writers Bob Goodman and Stan Berkowitz, and the acting stars of the series, Kevin Conroy, who did Batman and is Batman, and Will Friedle, who I'm assuming
Oh,
is
I love that guy.
and the
I'd go
voices
for that guy. I like that
and the
guy.
voices of Batman and Terry McGinnis, respectively. Stay to the end for some exclusive prizes and cool announcements. Now that gives excitement level, because prizes is always a fantastic thing, especially when it's an anniversary panel. What the prizes that you could get are. So they'll pass out little tickets and you'll get something free, which is really cool. So, excitement levels, would you spend time in line for it?
I would spend, yeah, I'd spend
I
some time
would.
in line for that one.
I love me some Batman. I've only seen a handful of episodes of the show, but yeah, it sounds like fun. I'd probably wait up to 2 hours for that one.
Bearded Master says Beyond has one of the biggest followings. That would be cool to see.
Yeah, it does.
So,
A lot of people love that
next
too.
one is the Marvel's Games panel. Get an inside look at the latest and greatest from Marvel's games. Attendees will see exciting new content from the Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, Marvel's Iron Man VR, and Marvel's Avengers, with many unannounced surprises and panel exclusives. Moderator Greg Miller will be joined by Bill Roseman and other panelists from titles throughout the Marvel Games family. I actually am a little bit excited for this one, for the whole factor that Marvel's Avengers, we didn't get enough of what we were hoping for at E3 for it. And the entire cast is there doing a signing at the Marvel booth. So I love Nolan North and Troy Baker, as you've heard in the last few weeks. I've been binging the heck out of their YouTube channel, Retro Replay. So,
Went to one of their live shows.
and went to their live show. Yeah. So, any excitement for this?
Yeah.
It
I
sounds
love war
cool.
games. I love Marvel.
I do like Marvel. The problem is I just don't have any platform to play these games on, so it's kind of like, I'm tired of looking at cool things I can't play.
Like I said, I always wanted to see theories. If you have theories about any of these panels, throw them out. But they Ruru2 gave us a theory in the chat room about Batman Beyond. He says that they're in Hall H. He thinks they're going to announce an animated movie like they did Into the Spider-Verse. Like Into the Spider-Verse.
Into
So.
the
Into the
Spider-Verse
Spider-Verse
did
did
well.
really well.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they're going to try to capitalize on that.
Now, this is an interesting one, because the next one in Hall H is Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has never been in Hall H. It's always been in Ballroom 20. So, big upgrade for it.
That's interesting. Do you think it's because it's ending, right? Do you think
Yeah.
they're
Is it ending? Did they officially announce that?
I thought I heard it. I could be
I
wrong.
thought I heard that they were announcing that, but
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Let's read off this panel. It's a fun panel. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is always a fun panel. Cast and producers take over Hall H for the first time ever. Be the first to hear the scoop about the show-stopping conclusion for season 6 and what awaits in season 7. Nothing about ending.
Okay, yeah. I guess I was wrong.
with your
Me
favorite
too.
stars in attendance, including Clark Gregg, Migna Wayne, Chloe Bennett, Elizabeth Henstridge, Ian de Castecker, I always mess up his name, Henry Simmons, Natalia Cordova-Buckley, and Jeff Ward, along with executive producers Marissa Tunkarian, Jed Whedon, Jeff Bell, and Jeff Loeb. This is a must-see panel to celebrate seven seasons with the world's greatest fans. This action-packed series for the Marvel Television, blah, 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 blah. Excitement, thoughts, theories?
It's a great cast. I think I love Clark Gregg, so I think it'd be fun to see. I'm behind on the show, though, like way behind on the
There's
show.
There's a big debate going.
The third season.
There's a big debate going on in the chat room. Beardmaster says they need to give us a live action Beyond film. Root, who's like, I don't want DC live action.
They are better at the animated, it seems.
Okay, and then the last
Wonder
panel
Woman
of the day.
And Aquaman to be accepted. Okay.
Last panel of the day in Hall H for Thursday that gets me kind of excited. We just talked about this a little bit beforehand. Where'd I go? And Nudy Rudy was like, eh. His Dark Materials panel. Man, I just hit that the wrong
Meh.
While I'm looking that up, what do you think, Super? Because I accidentally hit the wrong thing.
I love Lin-Manuel Miranda. The show looked awesome. James McAvoy, are you kidding me? I want to go see more about it, and I want to hear their point of view on what it's going to be about. Because a trailer can look cool, and then the movie can be flat, or the TV show can be flat, you know? So I really want to go, and then maybe it'll inspire me, because it's based on a book series, right?
Yeah.
So it could inspire me to go out and buy the book series, but I have been dying to see Lin-Manuel Miranda in person in anything. I don't care. I mean, so I'm going to go.
Yeah, I agree. That's my big thing, because that's what she was touching on, is the cast that's coming for this. This is an HBO series. Series executive producer Jane Tranter, Jack Thorne, Julie Gardner, Tom Hooper, Toby Emmerich, Deborah Forte, and Dan McCulloch. Cast panelists include Daphne Keene as Lyra, James McAvoy as Lord Asriel, Lin-Manuel Miranda as Lee Scoresby, and Ruth Wilson as Mrs. Cotier. The panel will be moderated by Entertainment Weekly editor-in-chief J.D. Heyman. So this will be the first time Lin-Manuel Miranda is at Comic-Con, and he's in the biggest room. I'm going to jump over to Friday. First one in Ballroom 20, Sci-Fi Wires. It came from the 90s. Any thoughts about what it's about?
Sci-Fi Wire came from the 90s. Wait, what?
Sci-Fi Wire, it came from the 90s. Yeah.
Oh, any ideas on what it's about? Well, I'm going to assume it's a honoration of all the 90s cartoons that were sci-fi.
Okay. Nudy?
I'm going to say it is a sci-fi reinterpretation of a multiverse explanation for the Parker Lewis Can't Lose TV series.
Damn.
How that was all about time travel.
That was so specific.
The 90s gave us everything from scrunchies to grunge to vampire fighting high schoolers. It's also birthed a generation raised on the X-Files, the secret life of Alex Mack, who became the genre-obsessed fans of today. So lace up your Doc Martens and dust off that plaid shirt. Sci-Fi Wire is bringing together a panel of iconic 90s genre stars and today's celebrity superfans to work together to test their wits and memories about some of the greatest movie, TV, and gaming of the decade. It'll be as fun as playing Myst, but way less impossible to beat.
Wow. And I would love to go to that, if I could.
To give us more support, Masonic Vader joins in on the cast. Hello, Masonic. How are you?
I am well. There's not tears underneath my eyes after leaving Toy Story 4. I'm just sweating from getting in there.
So Masonic will not be at Comic-Con this year, but he will probably be outside Comic-Con trying to hit up as much stuff as he can out there. So on Super and the 90s panel, reaction?
I think it would be a fantastic panel, and I'm sad that I can't go.
Nudie.
Sounds like fun. I'd check it out. I'd wait in line. Hour. How's that? There we go.
There we go.
And I lived since, through the 90s. It was fun.
Since Masson's not here, we'll go to the next one. World premiere, Hulu's Veronica Mars revival.
Oh, why is that on Friday?
Can we talk about the 90s again? I want to go back. No. I never got Veronica Mars. Sorry.
Oh. It's got... Let's see. Oh, dang it, I hit the button again. Come watch the world premiere screening of the new season of Veronica Mars, followed by a conversation with Kristen Bell, Enrico Colantoni, Jason Doering, Ryan Hansen, Francis Capra, Percy Daggs III, executive producer Diana Ruggiero-Wright, Rob Thomas, not from the band. The cult favorite returns after 10 years to Hulu with an epic 8-episode mystery. So, reactions?
Kristen Bell is one of my favorite humans on the earth, so I'm very disappointed that I'm going to be like within 1,000 yards of her and I'm not going to get to see her.
Nudie?
I've loved Kristen Bell in most anything I've seen her in. I'd love to see what's going on with the new show. I'm down.
What about you, Masonic?
Yeah, I'll probably skip that one. Can we talk about the 90s again?
I think Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard look like one of the cutest.
The problem
couples.
With the 90s one is we don't know who's going to be there. It could be the most friend. Has-been people ever.
Now, I have to say favorite. This because I'm running late. I might as well get my joke in. I'm sorry to say this, but Nudie, you look like Mr. Miyagi on vacation.
Well, thank you. The glasses are definitely making me even smaller. And
yes. Happy. Yeah, your eyes are puffy right now, man.
Oh, ooh, I'm running. Get some sleep, so buddy. Sleep. Yeah, it's bad. I'm switching to
graveyard. You're not going to have any sleep next week, so.
Yeah, no, don't remind me.
We got a good group. We got a good amount of people to trade off.
Switch
with.
You out.
I will say it's kind of funny. I'm kind of perplexed. Veronica Mars was big as a television show. She was gone for I don't know how many years, and then she did a movie, and now she's gone for so many years, and all of a sudden she's coming back. I think it's
crazy. Funny that this got inside Ballroom 20 because – when they did the movie, it was in Hall H, and it was a boring panel for me, but that's because I didn't get into the show. I wanted to watch it. I just never got a chance to. All right. The next panel, Steven Universe.
Yeah.
So is that it. Your reaction? Okay.
Mm-hmm, I'm in.
There's also a Steven Universe dance party on the show floor. On the Steven Universe panel, you've got, it's for the movie. Steven Universe, the movie. He will face his biggest challenge yet. It'll be moderated by self-proclaimed ruler of the skies, Shelby. I got to switch over. Shelby Rivera. Here, Estelle, Michael Dietz, Dee Dee Magno Hall, and series creator Rebecca Sugar. All right. Thoughts?
I'm in.
I'm not familiar with it at all.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a great little show. It has one of the best soundtracks of any animated show I've seen.
Masonic. Oh,
cool. Really well done music.
I'm in Super's corner on this one, not knowing what's going on.
Wow. Okay.
Adorable show, people. Check it out.
Dolph to check it out. Yeah.
It's okay. I came in for the last 15 minutes to drop this much knowledge down. It's awesome.
Oh, this is going to be a long cast.
Our clutch hitter.
This is going to be a long cast. Don't worry. You got enough time in here. Entertainment Weekly, Brave Warriors.
Brave Warriors.
Yes. The Brave Warriors is a laugh-filled conversation among several of today's male heroes, including John Bradley from Game of Thrones, Cameron Kuff from Krypton, Michael Emerson from Evil. They're really pushing that Evil show. Aidan Gillen from Project Blue Book, Cress Williams from Black Lightning, and William Zabka from Cobra Kai. They will discuss the thrill of playing iconic characters, their sometimes awkward encounters with fans, and the highs and lows of a career in Hollywood.
Thoughts? I would not recognize a single one of them on the street, so I don't know how they're fan.
John Bradley's pretty recognizable. Sam from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would recognize him. I would recognize William Zabka, thanks to How I Met Your Mother. But it doesn't sound like anything that should be at Comic-Con. Why is this in Ballroom 20? This sounds like something that I would watch on a special on TV, like a documentary behind the stars. This is not something that I would want to wait in line to go see.
Well, it is Entertainment Weekly. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Weekly is the prime word there.
Yeah.
Except they're going to monthly. Weekly. They're becoming a monthly magazine. They're not doing
weekly. I mean, it could be funny.
WEAK weekly.
Yeah. Oh, depending on their stories, it could be funny. Don't get me wrong, because you could have some funny stories to tell. And if you're a good storyteller and conveyor, it could be very entertaining, but it's not something that I would see and just go, ooh, I have to see that right now.
Ruru 2 says a lot of filler at SDCC. Is this the beginning of the end? No, that was last year. That was the beginning of the end. It gets better. The next panel is The Boys, which we've talked about on this cast. It's based off a comic book. It is also done by Seth Rogen.
Is that going to be the Amazon thing too?
Yep. Yeah, it'll be at the Amazon activation as well. So let me read this really quick. The Boys is, good lord, a really long explanation. Let's jump over here to who's there. Series stars Carl Urban. Well, let's see who's on the panel. The panel's going to include Carl Urban, Jack Quaid, Anthony Starr, Aaron Moriarty, Laz Alonso, Chase Crawford, Tomar Kaplan, Karen Fukuhara, executive producers Eric Kripke, Seth Rogen, Jesse T. Usher, Elizabeth Shue, moderated by Aisha Tyler. It is a very graphic comic book by the same writer of Preacher for Amazon about people getting sick of superheroes not actually being superheroes. So they're being vigilantes against the vigilantes. Thoughts?
I'm disappointed I don't get to see it.
I love me some Preacher, so I would definitely check it out.
Yeah, Preacher, Carl Urban, Aisha Tyler, Seth Rogen, yeah. Eric Kripke. Are you kidding me? These are some of my favorite performers and writers all on the same room. And I'm, again, going to be outside. So screw all y'all.
You're going to be by the door at the bottom sniffing or trying to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. Next panel. So this is the Amazon.
I'd like to go see that one, actually, if I could.
Speak up. Oh,
sorry. I was coming in with a joke. You know, I'm trying to. I would love to see that just because I've seen the previews of that from Amazon. And it looks like a really good series. It almost looks like taking Hancock when he was all drunk and everything and actually put it in a legit, like, hey, this is what would probably really happen in real life if people had superhero powers, you know?
Yeah. Rapid fire.
I missed the part at the beginning where it said rapid fire.
Yeah, we're going rapid fire. Yeah. I got two more days after this.
We have 6 minutes left.
Carnival Row, another Amazon show. It is set in a Victorian fantasy world filled with mythological immigrant creatures whose exotic homelands were invaded by the empires of man. It explores how this growing population struggles to coexist with humans, forbidden to live, love, or fly with freedom. On the panel, you will have Orlando Bloom, Cara Delevingne, David Gaiacy, Tamsin Merchant, Travis Beecham, and Mark Guggenheim, and it's moderated by Tim Cash from IMDb. Sorry. What do you guys think?
The Birth of America mythological style.
It actually sounds kind of fun premise. And Orlando Bloom, it's got some star
power. I would see it for Orlando Bloom. I'm going to watch it just for him.
You would.
Yeah.
I love Orlando Bloom.
I love Mr. Bloom.
You can shoot some arrows at me.
And then you've got TV Guide Magazine's Fan Favorites 2019. Fandoms Unite, the official magazine of TV, returns to celebrate its 10th annual All-Star Must-See event. Moderated by senior writer Damian Hallbrook, Fan Favorites brings together stars from TV's hottest shows for a lively discussion filled with behind-the-scenes scoop, fan encounter tales, and, of course, ship talk. Super.
What?
Ship talk.
Oh, okay.
Panelists subject to change include cast members from Fear the Walking Dead, Lucifer, Legends of Tomorrow, and maybe even some surprise ones.
I like those casts, so it could be kind of fun.
Anybody else?
No, oh, what the hell?
I wouldn't wait like a super long time in line for it, but...
Okay, so we'll move on. All right. World premiere of Batman Hush. So they do this every once in a while. They'll premiere a cartoon, so they're premiering the Batman Hush. with the filmmakers and voice cast behind the new classic for a post-screening panel that will include Jason O'Mara, Jennifer Morrison, Maury Sterling, Jeffrey Arend, Hayden Walsh, Bruce Thomas, Justin Copeland, Ernie Altbach, and Phil Barossa. Yeah. So you watch the movie, and then you have like a thing, and then they're going to do a encore of it after that for people that weren't there for the panel. So
yes, please.
Hmm. Ruru 2 says Batman Hush, so I think he's happy about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm down with that one.
That would be fun. I didn't know Jennifer Morrison was involved in that.
Okay, let's go to Hall H. Hall H, first up, writing the Avengers Endgame. So it's a panel with the writers of Avengers Endgame.
Oh, I thought you said riding, like horseback riding, and I'm like, I don't think I want to go to that one.
Or that could be a different type of riding as well for a different talk show.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you guys think? It's literally just a panel with the writers of Avengers Endgame.
No, they did a good job. Yeah, all right. I like don't want to be there. Better.
You don't care.
I've read enough articles on their premise behind why they did what they did. I don't need to hear them talk about
it. Let me tell you, if it wasn't that I put the comma there versus here, it would have been wholly something different.
Well, okay, so that's an hour. That's an hour in Hall H on Friday. The next panel. Here's the funny thing: Marvel's got control of Hall H. The next panel is a conversation with the Russo brothers, the directors of Avengers Endgame.
Pass.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you all pass on that?
I saw the movie. I enjoyed it. I don't know.
I feel like I've read enough articles on why they did what they did. Why do I need to hear them go talk about it? They've been giving interviews. They've been doing this, and I feel like it's just going to be everything I've already heard.
The only reason why I would go is just to be one of the first people here that they're announcing potentially doing another three Avenger movies or whatever it is. Because there has been talk about that. So.
We've already talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Spider-Man, the only reason why I would go there.
End of this last phase, and they're launching a new phase and with new Avengers. And
that'll be on the Saturday panel. But here's the thing with the Russo Brothers panel. I've heard rumors that they are going to have surprise guests.
Okay.
Old Avengers there. So this might be the panel where Robert Downey Jr. pops in or Chris Evans pops in or something like that. So that's why I'm kind of like, I kind of want to go to this panel just because, you know, I've never seen them sitting down just with the directors and kind of talking about stuff, just whatnot. So
yeah, let's talk some Scarlett Johansson and Black Widow. I'd definitely be down for that.
Oh, that'll be on the Saturday panel.
Just wants to be close to Jason Momoa.
Yeah, that's DC, which is not coming this year.
which is lame.
All right, so right after that, you have your block that usually happens every year on Friday, and that is the Fear of the Walking Dead panel and the Walking Dead panel.
They were fun last year. I would go back if I could. I greatly enjoyed the Walking Dead panel more than the Fear the Walking Dead, just because I actually watched the show and I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Norman Reedus. But
and that's it. That's all everybody cares about. Everybody
else
is, I'm gonna be in Hall H all day on Friday. So
read the comic or watched the show. So
yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
All right. Right after that, I think we're finally gonna get you, Nudie. You have the Netflix The Witcher.
Yeah. I'm down.
It's going to be with the cast.
Fun show. Love the game.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Henry Cavill came out with some kind of CGI messed up mask?
Oh, no, he's not. But Henry Cavill
that would be phenomenal.
He's going to be there. So, and then Netflix takes over again with the Dark Crystal sequel.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'd be there for that. That was a great movie.
Actually, it's a prequel. I didn't realize that. So this is a prequel to Dark Crystal. It says, in this stunning new prequel, three Gelflings discover the horrifying secret behind the Skekis powers and set out on an epic journey to ignite the fire's rebellion and save their world. But who's going to be there? It's not...
Right?
The cast and creators discuss all your burning questions about bringing Thrall to life. So is it going to be a bunch of people walking around with puppets?
That'd be interesting.
So, and then it's the final one. It's the Game of Thrones panel.
Yes.
Really? They're having a panel?
Yep.
Yeah.
The final panel.
I want to be there just to hurl abuse.
Exactly. So that's what I want the thoughts. I'm gonna read off who's gonna be there, and then I just want your guys' thoughts on.
Can I tell you the first person that's gonna be there is like the fifth warrior back that died in the third scene of the seventh. You don't even know the guy.
Steve. Benioff and Weiss are confirmed. They're gonna be there.
Yeah, they're gonna be there.
And they got some balls.
At first, they didn't confirm it. Yes, we just put everybody on the panel. So this year on the panel, you got Benioff and Weiss. And then, which are the creators? Jacob Anderson, who played Grey Worm. John Bradley, who was Samwell. Nicola Coster-Waldau, who was Jamie. Liam Cunningham, who was Davos. Natalie Emmanuel, who's Missandei. Ian Glenn, Jorah. Connelith Hill, Varys. Maisie Williams, Arya, of course. Isaac Hempstead Wright, Bran. And Miguel Spachnick, who directed Battle of the Bastards and some of the episodes that people didn't like this last season.
Sorry.
What do you think about the cast that they're bringing? I mean, Maisie.
Yeah, she's the only main character.
I love Davos. I would love to see him. I'm kind of glad Varys is there. If I was into the panel, if I could, I would get up and just apologize for what they did to his character.
Yeah.
Didn't you say Golden Hand was going to be there?
Yes. Nicola Coster-Waldau will be there.
Yeah, there you go.
He's part of the A-list of the show.
But it goes to show you, though, out of all those names, there's really two names that go on the A-list, and everyone else is down B2C. The bio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, hey, we saw them a couple episodes, or they were on a lot, but they weren't main characters and everything. Yeah.
Like, I mean, Grey Worm. That's a funny thing. It's the last panel, and you're not getting...
Yeah, they should have all of the main characters.
Well, I know why they're not getting Kit Harington. I think he's still in...
He's out.
You know, treatment. Oh, he's out. Okay, yeah. That's good. But, I mean, maybe he didn't, you know... So if you don't get him... I'm really surprised, though, that Emilia Clarke isn't there.
I'm not.
No, I've heard Emilia and Kit both kind of bad talk the last season, though, so everybody's not going to come. I'm kind of not surprised it's them, those two specifically, because I've heard some
of them, like,
yeah.
Over under. Odds that they actually let audience ask questions.
if they do, they're going to be screened. They're going to do what Supernatural did 2 years ago, which was when the first two or three questions came out about Charlie and Felicia Day being written off. They halted the panel for a few minutes. They went and talked to the moderators, and then the moderators were now no more questions about that. You can't. And anyone that came up to ask a question about that particular episode were sent back to their seat. So
last one.
If I can't fling verbal abuse at them, I'm flinging poo.
Benioff and Weiss are introduced. How loud will the booze be?
I think it'll be a mix. I think you'll get booze and cheers.
Okay.
Cheers for what they did beforehand, because there were some amazing seasons and you're sending off the cast, and then, you know, but there's going to be some booze for the last season.
They did an amazing job adapting, but I can't forgive them for those last two seasons.
I think they'll cheer for them when they first come out, because, you know, when it's all said and done, Game of Thrones was a TV altering show. It was a mash in a sense. It made an imprint, right? Yeah. However, as soon as they're all in, the booze will start, because ultimately they're, you know, fans were not happy with the last few seasons.
Nobody else will get booed. I think just Benioff and Weiss on introduction will get
booed. I think because they were the ones who screwed the pooch. It wasn't the cast. It wasn't.
It wasn't. They did the best that they could. The cast did the best that they could with what they were given, honestly.
I'm just happy because the cast usually comes out the night before and hangs out with people in line and takes pictures and stuff. So there's some people in this that weren't there last year, so I'm hoping the one that started it was Davos. The guy that plays Davos who started and then he started getting other people to come out as well with him. So last year it was Davos, Bran, Missandei, and Grey Worm all came out, and I took pictures and talked to them and stuff. So I'm assuming they'll be out there again this year,
I'm hoping that they are, because I'm going to try to even though I'm not going into the panel room, I'm going to try and help hold down the fort Friday night.
Yeah,
that's very. I would like to meet them. Since
the Onion Knight too, he's a man of the people. I like that.
Yeah,
yep. Super cool guy. Would it be? I guarantee that when people do like selfies with Bran, they're going to ask him to do the stare.
All
right. Dude. Well, he probably easily
he'll
could.
Have
he
his glasses,
take his glasses
on.
Off.
Yeah.
He just has to take his glasses off, and he'll just be, you know. Squinting.
Just look at me over here. I'm going to walk back and tell me if you can see me. How far until you can't see me anymore? Okay. Yeah. Last panel that's that day in Hall H is Preacher, and it will be the last panel for Preacher as well.
Damn.
Yeah, I will miss that.
Okay.
I would have liked to have seen that one, but. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
All right, so moving on. Now you got the big day. This is the big day. This is Saturday.
Sunday?
Saturday.
Oh, okay.
This is the big day. Ballroom 20.
Most definitely.
Batwoman pilot screening and Q&A. CW Batwoman. What do you guys think?
Is Rose going to be there?
I think so, yes.
Rose. I will go.
Let's see.
I would go. I'd like to hear how they're going to present the show. And...
I'll read you off the panel. Yeah, panelists.
Ruby Rose.
I mean, she'll be there for sure because she's joined cast and producers a screening of the pilot followed by Q&A from executive producers Greg Berlanti, Carolyn Dres, Jeff Johns, Sarah Scheider. The cast will include Ruby Rose, Rachel Skarsten, Megan Tandy, Nicole Kane, Camris Johnson, Elizabeth Anweiss, Doug Ray Scott, Marco Siga, and the director for the pilot, David Nutter.
Don't read Paulie's comments.
He's not excited about it. Yeah. He says it's crap. Next panel. This day is going to kill you, Nudie Rudy, because you are going to have your what you want to go see ripped into of where you want to go. Simpsons is the next panel.
Thought yeah. That.
Okay.
I'm all in.
You're all in on Simpsons. Anybody else?
I'd be down for that.
Okay. Then you have American Dad.
Nice.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
No.
Then Family Guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Still there.
Okay. Then Orville.
Still there. Still there. Language.
Yeah,
this is all Nudie Rudy. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you go CW straight on from 3:30 on. Arrow, Supergirl, Black Lightning, The Flash.
And Turbo Comics leaves the room.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
I went to their panels last year. Well, Black Lightning wasn't there because I just don't think that they were there. Or they did a panel earlier and I missed it and was waiting in line. But they were fun. Legends of Tomorrow was so fun. I laughed for 45 minutes straight.
They don't have a Legends of Tomorrow panel in there, though. They got Arrow, Supergirl, Black Lightning, and The Flash. LOT's not in
there. Where the heck is Legends of Tomorrow?
Probably in Indigo.
Oh, my room. God. All right. Whatever. Whatever. Screw you. Take the best dang panel.
So you're
and
there
then The Flash was fun, too.
So you'd be in there after from Arrow on.
Yes.
And I'd be in there up until Arrow.
Okay, so you guys are just swats.
We can cover the day.
So this is where
I hang out to see Supergirl.
If you guys have somebody like this, where if both people were going, which Super and doesn't have tickets for Saturday, unfortunately, but if both people were going, this is where you could do the ticket swap, bathroom ticket swap. Mm-hmm. You go to the bathroom and get a bath. You go like you're getting a bathroom pass. You get your ticket and you give your ticket to the other person in your group. They take that ticket. They go back and they sit down where you were sitting.
Nice.
Yes.
So it would work perfectly for you guys. However, mm-hmm. you're not going on Saturday.
Yep.
Now, this is where I'm going to show you the pain of Comic-Con, Nudie Rudy. Let me get to it. Hall H is the room that you want to be in on Saturday. Always. So you want to see Orville. I know Orville's gonna murder you.
Mm-hmm.
Hall H, the very first panel is Enter the Star Trek Universe panel.
Ah!
Which is Star Trek Discovery and Picard.
Nice. Picard would be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, a must panel, I would assume. Voices.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah.
The return to Jean-Luc to Comic-Con would be badass.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Then...
Picard is my captain.
Then... Westworld 3.
Nice.
Then, this is what sucks. You have to go through the 20th anniversary animation show of shows, which is basically talking about, like, award-winning animations and showing you some of them. I hate the panel.
Why is that in Hall H on Saturday?
Every year, it's in Hall H on Saturday. I can't stand the panel.
That's kind of, that's the equivalent of the bathroom break.
Yeah, they're trying to clear people out of the seats.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Because right after that is Entertainment Weekly's Women Who Kick Ass, which is always in freaking Hall H on Saturday as well. And I can't stand that panel either because it's very weird.
What's it called again?
Don't be a misogynistic prick.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just an odd panel because it's always weird pairings that they put together. And it's Women Who Kick Ass. Women Who Kick Ass.
Okay. Who's going
to
be on it?
A bunch of names he's not going to be able to pronounce. I'll do that. Actually, this one.
There was one that happened 2 years ago that I absolutely loved. And it was the Women Who Kick Ass panel. It was only Charlize Theron. She was the only one on it. And it was just a great panel.
This is an amazing lineup. You've got the name I can't pronounce, Shohreh Aghadushloo, Freema Agyeman from Doctor Who, Betty Gilpin from The Hunt and Glow, Ruby Rose, and Kobe Smulders. That's a fantastic lineup.
I like Kobe Smulders being on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Ruby Rose, too, yeah.
I've sat through one where it was, what's her name, from the Fast and the Furious movie and the first Resident Evil film.
Rosario Dawson?
No.
Michelle Rodriguez?
Yes. And she is weird. She is. So, and she was on that panel. So it was very odd. Sometimes this one can be good, but it just, Betty Gilpin's from Glow. So I actually like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love all those. Well, I don't know Betty Gilpin very well, but
it's hit or miss. It's just compared to what's usually in there. It's, you know, it's a hit or miss. Yeah. This is why it's hard for you. So if you go to Orville, you won't get to Star Trek. I mean, you could get to Star Trek and still get to Orville.
Sweet. Sounds like a plan.
But if
then you have to make it back to H. And yeah,
if you leave H at any point on Saturday,
I'm not getting back in. Yeah.
You will not get in for the Marvel Studios panel.
Ah, I think I may have to miss Orville. That sucks. Yep. But
and that's welcome to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
That is the joy of Comic-Con is, oh my God, look at this, Pat, this show's coming and this movie's coming and this crap. They're all going on the days that I want to see. So
yeah.
People will stay in Hall H the entire night just for Marvel.
Well, I'm sure.
And once Marvel's done, because Marvel will be the biggest panel of the night, of the weekend. Once Marvel's done, it's Kevin Smith reboots Hall H.
Oh, nice. I'm in for that, too.
So what has Marvel done?
What time does it end?
No, what have they done? Seriously.
That's the thing. Is they're coming and announcing that
Phase 4.
Feige said, they weren't there last year. Because Feige's like, if we don't have something to wow people, we're not coming to Comic-Con. They're like, we have stuff to wow you this year.
Yeah.
And
they're announcing the next stage of Avengers. That's what all the buzz is about. They're going to be, you know, what's coming? Who's going to be the new cast? Maybe some spoilers, some leaks, you know?
Just start plugging some of the holes that they're losing from Robert leaks. And
It'll
Kevin
be definitely letting you know.
Only thing I've heard so far is I'm pretty sure Thor is going to return. Same Thor.
Mm-hmm.
For the new Avengers setup. But I haven't heard anybody else, so I'm very interested to hear what they say.
The thing about this, which they haven't announced, is do you think that they – I think it's a straight-up movie panel because that's usually what it is. But do you think it ends up being a Disney streaming panel?
I hope not. I'm so sick of hearing about that dang thing.
I'm the same way. Disney doesn't need that.
Here's the difference. They've already said versus like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff like that, these shows that are coming to Disney, the ones that they're doing, the Falcon and Winter Soldier, all that stuff, they said they 100% tie into the movies. You need to watch the shows to get fully what's going on in the movies coming from here on out.
It's not going to be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Tangents.
Exactly. 100.
Yeah. They're bastards.
Well, they want to get you onto their service. Everybody knows.
I don't need another channel.
No, I know.
It's going to be the goddamn cable wars all over again. Like, You're going to have all these premium services to watch any show you want. It's just going to be all streaming now. But that's where the money is. Amazon and Netflix and everybody have really shown that owning and creating your own original content and streaming it yourself is where the money is. I mean, there's just boatloads of money there. And you expect Disney not to cash in with the properties they own? I mean, I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying that's the way it's coming.
Ruru2 says they still got D23 this year. They can announce streaming shows there, which they will as well. But it's a very different dynamic to the panels of Comic-Con to D23. I've been to both conventions. D23 is rehearsed, set. This is what it is. Comic-Con is a little bit more open with it. They do sometimes do questions. They do, you know, it's not all 100% rehearsed on everything. So
not only that, though, difference is D23 is all Disney. Mm-hmm. Comic-Con is competition.
Yeah.
This is their show of the year. This is their, I don't want to call it award ceremony for nerds, but this is what it is. You make it there and you present a good product, you're going to have a good successful year. And so that's why they're here.
For the Kevin Smith panel, I think will be fantastic as well, because it's not a Kevin Smith Q&A, which it normally is at the end of the night for Hall & H. This is a Kevin Smith panel for the Jay and Silent Bob reboot. This will have cast members from it. This will have the first trailer for it. Chris Hemsworth's in it and stuff, which means, you can bring Thor back, because now you got two panels back to back and stuff. So,
Saturday. All right, I'd sneak in for that one.
Saturday sounds fantastic. We'll be spending the night in line for all these panels. I'm excited for Saturday again this year, because last year was not that great.
Snoochie boochies from me.
All right. Last day. There is nothing in Ballroom 20. They don't do Ballroom 20 on Sundays. Hey, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Coming at you.
All right. Hall H is the only place that has panels on Sunday. And they start with Supernatural.
Yep.
Is that all you got to say about it? This is the last Supernatural panel. This is the last.
Which makes no sense to me whatsoever, because why wouldn't you do one next year to celebrate the end of the show? Because it makes no sense to me.
This is why Game of Thrones has one. Game of Thrones always did their panels after the season.
That's makes no sense to me. Sorry.
Supernatural always does their panels before the season.
Because they've never had a last season, so... It's not their fault that they wrap up film. I don't, whatever. Start it just makes no sense to me. You should go out.
Come back next year.
I've already started a petition, and I've got a lot of support online.
Can you make sure that there is about four boxes of Kleenex for Super?
Yeah. Well, not just me. The whole panel. If they're not passing out Kleenex going in, they're stupid.
I'm going to this one. This will be the first Supernatural one that I've gone to, because it is the last one. I want to at least see one just to see.
Oh, good. Well, we're going to have great seats, because since I don't have a Friday, Saturday badge, I'm literally camping out Friday night for the Sunday line.
Friday for Sunday.
I'm camping out Friday for Sunday, because screw sitting in the back of the hall. I don't care. I've worked it out with Indiana.
She wants to be on the news. The news channels are going to come out and be like, why are you camping out so early on Supernatural?
Her name is Super Hoovian Freak for nothing.
I totally bought Comic-Con tickets just so I could be there Sunday morning. That's it. Don't care. Leave me alone. Don't show me the Taco Bell Hotel.
That was legit. Yeah.
Marvel and shove it.
Front row. That's going to be me Sunday. So Indiana Jane from the chat room, who's not here tonight, she will be with her mom. She'll be coming with us. And we've got it all worked out. I'm like, I'm just going to be there. I'll miss hanging out with the people for the Saturday Hall H, morning line and playing games and eating and stuff like that. But they'll come out and they'll spell me after they get out of the Marvel panel, and then we'll, switch off again. And I'm not sitting in the back this year. Screw that. We're sitting up front. We're going to be in like the first two rows, because I don't think anyone else is going to be camping out Friday night for it.
I hate being that close.
I think I heard you right, because I know you guys aren't going to be able to take showers. Did you smell me right or something like that?
No, we take showers. We have hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, hotel room. Okay, guys.
We only use the hotel rooms for like maybe 4 hours of the entire convention.
We're all coming to your house for a shit and a shower.
You know what? It's 45-minute drive. You're more than welcome.
All right. After Supernatural, you have the Riverdale panel.
which I might stay for. I didn't last year because I hadn't caught up with the season yet, but I think I will stay this year because I want to see what they do to honor Luke Perry.
That'd be interesting. I didn't think about that.
Sounds like Super's Day.
Yeah. Well, no, because after that, it's Mayans MC motorcycle.
Yeah, I'm out. Super out.
The next chapter in Kurt Sutter's award-winning Sons of Anarchy saga. It's a spinoff of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, that's what that Mayans thing was. Yeah. All right. Yeah, still not going to watch it.
No.
And then the bastards. Damn you, Comic-Con. You snuck it in on Sunday. They put Trailer Park in there, which if you guys don't know this, we have a chat room for just these nerds, for the people that are part of Malice Corp. And I was complaining about Trailer Park for a good hour, explaining how there's no, like, when there's no space to fill in Hall H, they throw up trailers. They call it Trailer Park. And it's not even like trailers that haven't for new movies or anything. It's like old trailers that have already been put out like 2 weeks prior or 3 weeks prior, so nobody leaks them. So literally,
stuff like that.
It's like a 30 minutes of just watching old trailers. So it's annoying. And they snuck it in. They snuck it
Spider-Man
in.
Spider-Man starring Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
So that's your Ballroom 20 in Hall H for the entire show. So what do you guys think? How often will you be checking out panels of these two? I mean, there's other panels as well.
I gotta lie, the way you made it sound, it sounded like a fireworks show that let off the grand finale halfway into the show and ends up with duds on.
Saturday's always the day. Saturday's definitely.
Yeah. Sunday, other than the first two panels, which are catered towards Super and actually, quite frankly, a lot of fans.
Yeah,
the
a
rest
lot of fans.
Of that day, a lot. The rest of that day, just.
Yeah. What do you think, Nudie?
Meh. Doesn't sound like fun to me.
Well, no, I mean just overall for the week of Ballroom 20.
Like you said, Saturday is the big wower of a day. Marvel's the one panel I don't want to miss. Love to be there for a Jay and Silent Bob. So it does suck they couldn't counter program some of the other stuff I like on other days. But you know, what can you do? Like Saturday's the big day.
Here's the painful one for my wife, Horton Grand Plaza, which you have to get tickets for to do it. They have a 10-year anniversary of Parks and Rec.
Ah, that's a great show.
Yeah, and so, but she's there with her little sister that she's going to do whatever her little sister wants to do, and I think that's the same day as the Steven Universe panel or something like that, and she wants to go. So my wife's going to miss out on that. So, let us know what panels you guys are going to be checking out. Super, what do you think about the week?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be doing a lot of offsites though, Friday and Saturday. So that will be what I am looking forward to. And the only one I know of right now is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And so I'm going to definitely go to whatever that is.
For the offsite?
The offsite, yeah.
Did you already register? You can already go register for it.
Okay, then I'm going to go register for it.
Like I said, I'm already ahead of stuff. I'm already starting to do things. Ruru2 says no Star Wars. Yes, there is no Star Wars. No Star Wars at Comic-Con.
Maybe next year.
It's going to be a D23.
Yeah, D23. Exactly. D23. And we have our tickets for Star Wars Celebration next year already. And we'll talk
about good riddance to bad rubbish.
Okay. That's it. That's our cast for this week. That's the panel cast. That's the hype. Come back next Friday. It is the third annual live from Hall H, where I will be standing in a line trying to yell over other people and ask, can you see me? Do you understand me? And Masonic Vader will be sitting there going, no, they don't see you. No, they don't understand you.
I'm going to do my best to fill in translation speech and sign language and straight up madness.
We are the only podcast that records live from Hall H while getting ready to go to the Saturday portion of Comic-Con. So definitely come back 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Here on Twitch, twitch.tv/MaliceCorp, and be a part of the show. With that, let's talk about where you can follow everybody outside of this cast and where you can see what they're doing for the Comic-Con week. Masonic, since you snuck in late, where can people follow you?
Masonic Vader on Twitter, Masonic Vader 71 on PlayStation, and pretty much go up to Vista, which is Northern San Diego. You'll find me all week long there, and I'm always in San Diego. Yeah.
Are you coming down to downtown at all to try and check out some stuff there?
We'll see. I mean, my kid's really bummed we didn't get the tickets, and But I kind of explained them.
Down. There's so much stuff to do.
Lots
there.
Of offsites. There's the museum here. There's all kinds of stuff you don't
have
tickets for.
I only have tickets for 2 days, and I'm going to, you know, enjoy myself. So
wax on.
Sign up. Do the.
I'll check it out. You guys go have to help me out because I totally checked out of it, and I was thinking I have to host Friday night.
Well, you can still host Friday night and come down for stuff during the day. So
yeah,
Nudie, where can people follow you?
Follow me at Nudie Rudy, Nudie Rudie at Instagram, on PlayStation Network, Twitter. There you go. That's the other one.
I think it'll be on the third season of Cobra Kai.
Here's the funny thing is that I think one of your handles is Rudie and one of them is Rudy.
It's quite possible.
You don't have them both the same, so.
Ah, screw that. That's way too easy.
Yeah.
But find me, follow me, and look for all the fun Comic-Con content.
Oh, there's going to be tons of Instagram photos from him. I'm guaranteeing that, so.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely look up Nudie Rudy.
Him running away naked from the police.
That could be
wouldn't be the first time. Seriously, that would not be the first time.
Super. Where can people follow you?
Follow me on Twitter at SuperHoovyAndNut or on Instagram at SuperHoovyAndFreak. And yeah, there's going to be a lot of Comic-Con stuff dropping in the next 2 weeks, so I'm excited.
And if you want to follow this cast, it's written above. You can see that at All Nerd Podcast on Twitter, or you can check us out on Facebook. Come party with us. Come hang out with us. Come talk whatever you want to talk about that's somewhat appropriate, not religious or political, on facebook.com/groups/ All Things Nerd Podcast, or just go to Facebook and look up All Things Nerd Podcast. You can listen to us anywhere that you listen to podcasts. If while you're there and you find us, make sure that you're subscribing, you're dropping a comment, and you're giving us a review. And if you're at YouTube, same situation. Please hit subscribe. Please drop a comment. Please give us what your thoughts are on everything. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter at @mest_malicecorp and on Instagram at @mest5150, where there will be more video coming on my Geek Guidepost channel, I'm assuming, if I can get stuff edited. Thank you guys for joining us for this hour and a half long podcast. We will be back next Friday live in Hall H. You keep nerding on. And enjoy this week that's coming up.